people in the technical room, if you can help us to project the scripture verses, Psalm 81 verse 1, then Psalm 149 verses 5 and 6, Ephesians chapter 5, 18 and 19. Psalm 81 verse 1 says, sing aloud. Say, neighbor, aloud. Somebody say, why so much noise? I want to use the Bible to confound why we must make so much noise. To get Bible results, you must follow Bible prescription. Is that not true? And the Bible says here, sing aloud. Sing aloud.
Aloud.
Sing aloud unto God our strength. Not only must we sing aloud, he said also do what? Make a joyful noise. Hallelujah! With your trumpet, with your whistle is aloud. You are being biblical. Two things are there. You must sing at all to him this year. Sing out. Sing out. Say, neighbor, sing aloud. If you want to make a noise this year, it must be a what?
A joyful noise.
Must be a what? Hear what? Praise God, somebody! Some things are biblical. To get Bible results, don't follow Bible instruction. It's not the word of a man. Say, Pastor, you know, by nature, I'm very quiet. Who told you that? When you are born after the King of Kings, when God saw in the book of Revelation, say, I hear a voice of one like mighty waters. Not a small whispering. A voice like mighty waters. Come on, is here this day. All the day of this year, you are singing aloud in Jesus' mighty name. When they came to me and told me that, Pastor, you know, we have all this instrument and this place is small, I said, put the blame on the pastor. Because I must use my faith to get a place. All this place is, all this all, is only to be an altar. All this place, all this all.
Hallelujah.
So when I want to run, like in my house this morning when I was running, you know, I just, something just makes me to run. Rabba, sharabba. Praise God, somebody! Some of us are too quiet. You don't know how to get this thing done. Go and ask David, how did he become a man after the heart of God? Despite all those atrocities he committed. Ask David. And this morning, we don't have much time. I will be very, very fast. God will help me. As I'm working, targeting to close on time. But neighbor, this year I beg you, sing aloud. Say, neighbor, sing aloud. And make a what? That's a whistle. Make a joyful noise. I went to a church, they have whistles there. Oh, I love that. I went to a church when you preach, they say, yes, oh. How can you sleep when you're saying yes, oh? People now, they just very quiet like that. Before they know it, they are every dropping like this. And they are in doing like this. Praise God, somebody! Yeah, I don't know about you. When I was watching the penalties of Mali and South Africa yesterday, the faces were very quiet. Why are they very quiet? If you are very quiet, Psalm 149. Psalm 149. If you are you, I can note this thing. Commit your life to the gospel. There's no point to hear God's instruction and don't follow it. It makes no sense. Joyful heart. Psalm 149, verses 5 and 6. Who is there again? I want to confirm some things in the scriptures.
Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their best.
Let them sing quietly upon their best. If they must sing at all, how will they sing? Let the saints be joyful. Are you a saint? Are you born again? What is the sign? Let the saints be full of what?
Joy.
Not complain. And let them sing aloud. Anybody aloud? Say, Pastor, you know, we don't like noise. We are very quiet. When you get to heaven, we take you to a school to teach you how to make joyful noise. Forever, O God, your word is settled. If he said, I will sing of your mercy forever. Even in heaven, what? Not only on earth, people are making joyful noise. Even in heaven, they are doing what? Send them to
sing aloud.
And verse 6.
Let the high praises.
Not only let praises. If it must be praises, Sister T, if it must be praises, Bible says what? Let the high praises of God be where?
In my mouth.
Praise God, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Let the high praises. Sir, what is high praises? It's enough to sing praises. Say no. Let the high praises of God be where?
Yeah.
And what?
And the two-edged sword in their hand.
Let us don't go there tonight because of our time. We must maintain a joyful spirit. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 says, this year of joyful sound. They have a joyful sound. You know, you have a part to play. God has spoken. When God speaks, the word of God is settled. If it's not in your life a reality, it's not God at fault. If you must keen and lay hold on all God has spoken to us this year, you must obey instruction to letter. If you go and see a doctor, like you see Dr. Edigina, and say this drug, take it 3 times in a day, 7 days in a week. And you say, well, 3 times in a day, 7 days in a week, 21, and just take it all together at once. What will you do to yourself? You see, I don't understand that doctor. You just go to my belly. If you must lay hold on what God has said about your life, say you must learn to do what? Tell him more, follow instruction. Praise God, somebody. Praise God, somebody. And he said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Not the joy of things. The joy of the Lord. You say, Pastor, what does that mean? The joy of the Lord. I will explain to you. Because when you look at what the Lord has done, when you refuse to walk by sight, then the just shall live by faith. The faith on the goodness of God said, you will not die, you will live. And declare the glory of the Lord. The money is here, this year you will not die.
Amen.
you are living, you are declaring. You rejoice in that word. That's the way you say the joy of the Lord is your strength. Why are you rejoicing? Say, sing, oh barren. They must sing. Say, this business is not fruitful. Say, you sing. When you sing, oh barren, you will bring forth abundantly. For the just shall live by what? By faith. Praise God, somebody. Joyful heart. Your life this year ought to be radiant. Say more radiant. Let your dress be radiant. Let everything about you be radiant. See, your life ought to be radiant and full of glory. Irrespective of what you feel. Say more. It makes no difference what you feel. It makes no difference what you hear. Forever the word of God is set to. Say, make a joyful noise all the air. Say more. Make a joyful noise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say more.
Hallelujah.
Say more.
Hallelujah.
Some people, they don't know how to make a joyful noise. You know, it's a noise. Anybody say noise? When you are in your kitchen cooking food, you can use the spoon and the hibiobe. Be making a what? A joy. Just make noise anyhow. Anyhow. Praise God, somebody! You don't know how to play guitar. Your spoon in the kitchen can do bang, bang. Hallelujah, papa. Hallelujah, papa. Hallelujah, papa. Praise God, somebody.
Hallelujah.
You know, I'm trying to just teach people what to do. I don't know about you. Devil is in trouble this year. Well, you know, this morning when I was worshiping God, my wife said something, I was just running. I just make it my, you know. Oh, mangadara sandra, imro umro ejab. Say anymore, God is good. If King David can do it openly, nobody here this day, nobody is in this hall who has one tenth of what David had. Anybody? I cannot see your tithe like that. If I see your tithe like 100 million, I know you have like one tenth here.
And the guy removed the outer what? Garment. And he was wearing only singlets, something like that. And he was dancing where?
Ring
dancing. And the wife was embarrassed. Somebody is here today. Devil will be embarrassed with your life.
Yeah.
With your dancing and your shouting, devil will be embarrassed this year in Jesus' mighty name.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But why are you so happy? Why are you so happy? I know I am saved. I know I am saved. I know I am saved. That's why I'm so happy. Are you happy? Are you saved? Are you born again? Are you free from sin? Are you free from sickness? Are you free from Satan? Are you, is your life hid in Christ in God? Praise God, somebody! Glory.
Glory!
Why are you shouting? The word has gone forth. So number one, refuse to walk by sight, for the just shall live by faith. Number two, acknowledge. Say number
acknowledge.
Who you are in Christ. You must acknowledge, who are you in Christ? You are not the poor trying to get rich. You are the rich in the law. He became poor for you to become rich. Say, whatsoever you do shall prosper. Say, you will know that you will live. You acknowledge, anymore.
Acknowledge
what you have in Christ. Say, I'm the head. As a student, you are the head. You are not the tail. You cannot be the last in your class. It is impossible. Whatsoever you do must prosper. Say, you will lend to nations, you will not borrow. Then they will acknowledge it. Praise God, somebody. Then they will acknowledge it. Number three. Acknowledge what he has done for you.
See with the eyes of faith. And then you will live a life full of gratitude and joy. When you see what Christ has done, when you look at Calvary, when you see the way his blood was shed, when you see that they put the thorn of crown upon his head, that your life will be free from every curse. You know, the thorn was made from what? Thorn. They put it where? On his head. They press it inside. Blood came out. And he did that for you. His body was beaten. And the Bible says in the book of Psalm, I can count my bones. When they beat him, his bones came out. Bare bone. His visage was marred above every other man. Bible says, by his stripes. Remember, by his stripes. You are whole. You are here. You are delivered. Praise God, somebody. When you remember all that, you can do what? Be full of what? Joy. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. You are full of gratitude. Every morning when you wake up, what do you say? Thank you, Jesus, the owner of my soul. Sing now. In all generations, there is no one. Are you sure? You know, help me. See, angels tap the neighbor. Thank you, neighbor. Thank you, Father. The neighbor is trying to help you. You turn your hand and say, thank you, Jesus, the owner of my life. Alpha Omega, you are worthy to be praised. In all generations, there is no one like you. You know, join your neighbor to thank God. Hold his hand. Say, thank you, Jesus, the owner of my life. Alpha Omega, you are worthy to be praised. In all generations, there is no one like you. Alpha Omega, you are worthy to be praised. Brethren, until your wife is singing that song in the kitchen, she said to Gabia, until your husband is driving a car, say, thank you, Jesus. The owner of my car. Wait. You know, on his having that latest Jeep, that black one, the talking one. Thank you, Jesus. The owner of my life. Alpha Omega. You know, I like people who are very humble. I went to a place yesterday. But on Nature Park is Jeep. That Jeep is like Agbole Jeep. When they park it, they occupy all the space. You cannot say you don't see something. And somebody said, but this man is a humble pastor teaching about holiness. Why is he using this type of a Jeep? I said that he's an humble man of God. And if people are humble, I would say the humble shall do what? Inherit the heart. Thank you, Jesus. You can know people who are in the club of David. If you are on their seats, we know where your own club. We were dancing at the, we know where we are. Thank you, Jesus, the owner of us. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise God, somebody. Make it a lifestyle. When you're in your office, you are singing. What is that? You know the Holy Ghost. Thank God, somebody. A Christian, a quiet Christian, is a defeated Christian. A what? Quiet Christian is a defeated Christian. Write it down if you are very quiet. Somebody say, have you not heard that Hitler is very hard though? He wants to serve people in this office. And they are telling you a Christian. And you say, You say, let me tell you the breaking news. Say, what's breaking news? Those that know their God shall be like Mount Zion that cannot be what? They can be shifted. Say, have you not had all the sack? You open your mouth as a Christian. You reply that word from hell. Have you not had the breaking? Say, what? People like us, we are like what? Mount Zion. We cannot be moved. But to other Christian, we must pray. You know, fear has come now. Wake up, Pastor. Talk now. Praise God, somebody. Say, nay, in all these things, even if the peradventure made a mistake and send you a letter that is not yours. Say, nay, in all the sin. We are what? Praise God, so. Hallelujah. Praise God, somebody. We still have to end up now with our time. We have read before Psalm 145. We are looking at God's admonition to lay hold on what God has said to your life this year. So by year of what? Joyful sound. Name of joyful sound. Is your year of what? Possibility. Are you set your face like a flame that it is my year? Is your year of fruitfulness? Is your year of wedding? Is your year of new job? Is your year of increase? But hear God's admonition. He said, number one, be joyful in glory. Psalm 149 verse 5. Number two, make a joyful noise. Psalm 66 verse 1. Praise the Lord. Are we there? Let's enter it quickly if you are there. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye land. Sing for the honor of his name. Make his praise what? Glorious. Psalm 95, 1 and 2. Psalm 95. I'm telling you now God's admonition. What God says you must do this year to make it a reality in your own life. Psalm 95, 1 and 2. It says here, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us sing. We come with singing. This is a day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will be glad. Every day you wake up, say, thank you, Jesus. It's a day you have made. I'm rejoicing. I'm what? I'm glad. I'm not sad. I'm not complaining. Say, sing. Say quickly. Say, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise to the rock. To the rock of our salvation. You omungalaba. To the rock. I'm unmovable. You go nanga the romomo. Sing to the rock of our salvation. Say anymore to the rock of my salvation. Say, oh, come, and I thought, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Make a joyful, make a what? Make a what? To the rock. Not to anybody else. To the rock. walking. It's your year of joyful son. It's your year of making progress. It's your month of expansion. It's your month of enlightenment. It's your year of fruitfulness. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful. My salvation. See verse 2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. As you have come this day, let us come, sir, before his presence with what? With let God somebody. Let us come. Let us come. When you are coming, you come with thanksgiving. When you are coming, you come with praises. In the morning, thank him. In the afternoon, praise him. In the night, sing a joyful noise. Then are you singing? Then my the rock of my salvation. It's my year of joyful sound. It's my possibility. Praise God, somebody. Make a joyful noise with unto him with some. For the Lord is a great God. Hey, he's a great what? God. And a great king above all gods. He's not a man. Anybody's not a man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say, sir, when you are talking, because it's here in my book, black and white, Psalm 59, verse 16 and 17. It is here. Psalm 59, what he said while we are praying, is here in black and white. Psalm 59, 16 and 17. Let's go there. Quickly, we soon be hanging up now. Psalm 59:16 from King James, if you have King James there. Psalm 59, King James. I will sing of your power. I will sing aloud. I will sing aloud of what? I will sing aloud of what? When? How we sing a lot of your mercy. How we sing a lot of your mercy. On this year, this morning, you are singing a lot of God's mercy. Amen. This year, you are singing a lot of his mercy. Amen. This year, you are singing a lot of his mercy. Amen. This year, you are singing a lot of his mercy. Amen. This year you are singing a lot of his mercy. 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 I can demonovro here rakrama vrunin in ungabo shula. Amangali gadagadagala vrumundre indre ilibakabura halakashaya. How we sing a lot of the mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Because it's your year. You will sing this year, man. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing. For God is my defense. Are you here this morning? He said, God is your defense. And by what? God is who? Your defense. Hallelujah. Ali kadri mumbrahaka sahara man. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Say magnify him with thanksgiving. That's where we're going now. I promise fast man. So it's never started. Say you magnify him. I don't know what you have come today. We say it's our Thanksgiving day. Come with your offering. Let your offering magnify him. He's a great king. Don't give to him as if he's a beggar. Don't treat him as if he's a, he's begging for your say magnify him. It says in Psalm 107 verse 22, say sacrifice of thanksgiving. Say, out of Zion shall proceed thanksgiving and voice of what? Merriment. In your life this year shall proceed thanksgiving and voice of merriment. Psalm 51 verse 3, let's be on our feet now. Psalm 51 verse 3, let's be on our feet. Isaiah 51 verse 3, let's be there now. Isaiah 51 verse 3, and be on your feet. Isaiah 51 verse 3, 51 verse 3, Prakadosh Lugongabash. A joyful heart. Say more, a joyful heart. The Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all our waste places. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
He will make our wilderness like what?
Amen.
And our desert like what? Joy and 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 what? Praise God, somebody! Thanksgiving, sir. Have the voice of melody. Make your motto this year be what? Philippians 4 verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say what?
Rejoice.
Anybody rejoice? Tell four people, rejoice, 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 rejoice. Rejoice, sir. Rejoice, 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 rejoice. Tell them all, rejoice. Don't complain this year. Let the word of God be the joy and the rejoicing of your heart. Jeremiah 15 verse 16. Let the word that you be this year you are promoted. This year you are expanded. This year you are increasing. Let the word be the joy and the rejoicing. Say, neighbor, you are promoted. Neighbor, you are expanded. Neighbor, you are increasing. Let the word be the joy and the rejoicing of your. Let the word be the joy. Why are you singing this year? You have the word of the Lord. It's your word of, it's your year of what?
Joyful
song. You will sing a new song this year.
Yeah.
You will sing a new song this year.
Yeah.